So we're going to end this year. Say goodbye to it. We thank God for it. I hope you learned some things this past year. I hope you applied some things into your life that you've learned. And I hope and pray that you continue on this life journey with you and God. And as God leads and guides you and directs you as this new year comes upon us, I know you'll see blessings in abundance. And many of us, I hope and pray, will change for the better as we get closer and closer to being more like Christ. So we're going to go to the book of Ephesians tonight, chapter 4, and beginning at verse 21. Since you've heard about Jesus, all of you have heard about Jesus? Okay, so since you've heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him through the Holy Spirit, throw off your old nature and your former way of life. Everything and anything that was a problem for you in 2022, anything that was a part of your life that wasn't the way that God would want it to be, we're going to throw that off. Throw that away. Get rid of it. If there's some things in your life that don't fit you anymore, kind of like clothing from time to time. We all have that old ratty T-shirt that we like to wear, and people say, don't go out in public in that. You know, that's something we need to throw away, right? But there's, no. Oh, gosh. I feel some counseling coming on in 2023. Our former way of life, the way we, the past is great, and it has a purpose. It's to teach us things. It's what got us to where we are today, correct? Our journey, our life journey, our growth with God has been one of the things that has taught us how to get where we are right now. But there's also some things that from time to time we as humans have some things in our life that really don't belong, that are really not what God would want us to do and be and say and those kind of things. So what Paul is writing about to these Ephesian church is that we have to throw away the old way of doing things, the old way of thinking, some of the habits that we formed over our lifetime, some of the things we might have learned and from other people, and we have to set that aside. So part of what we want to do tonight is for you to think about some of those things that no longer serve you, things in your life that have gotten in the way of you being your best self, your highest self, your most divine self. The only perfect person we know was Jesus, but he was a great example. And his example was one in which he carried out everything that God wanted him to do. So in his human nature, he threw all that away when he came to earth. And he decided to display God's divine nature, who God is really like. And we that are Christians, since we've heard about Jesus and been taught about him and see him as an example, our next role is to also throw those things away that we might have learned from our human nature, our people around us, or the things we are habitual for us, and to throw that away and to take on and put on a new nature, the nature of Christ, divine nature, our best self, our highest self. I don't know about anybody in here, but sometimes you don't always do the right thing. Some days you don't wake up on the right side of the bed, or things don't seem to be going right, and you kind of react to life. That's your human nature at work. When we react versus respond in terms of thinking about it, what God would want us, how God would want us to react, that's our old self acting and behaving. So that old self, when we become new in Christ, the part of what we want to always do is to stop and think before we react and to ask ourselves, what would God want me to do? How would God respond to this person, this situation? Is God or Jesus Christ, I don't ever see it in Scripture, he wasn't grumpy in the morning. He wasn't grumpy when he was tired, even though his feet probably hurt. He didn't display a lot of his human nature. Although he was human, he was more divine than he was human. And that's our great, great quest in all of our lives, is to put aside those human things and to put on the new self, the Christ-like self. And it says, instead, let the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit in us. When we became a Christian, Christ began to live in us. So it's not as though we have an external God, we have an internal God. And everything we do and think and say is supposed to come from that spiritual realm that's within us. And it also says that we have to renew your thoughts. Your thoughts. Most of us think the same kind of things most of the time, right? So this is a new year and a new opportunity that you start to think the thoughts that God would have you think, meaning that the Holy Spirit will begin to teach you and tell you and guide you and direct you when you read the scriptures, when you allow the Spirit to guide and direct your words and your actions. The Spirit within you changes your thoughts even. And when you change your thoughts, then that will also change your attitude. And if you change your thoughts and change your attitude, you're going to change your life for the better. You're going to become more and more like Christ, right? So it says in verse 24, put on your new nature, created to be like God. See, Jesus wasn't the only person that God created to be exactly like God. All of us were created in God's image and likeness, meaning his nature, his thoughts, his attitudes, his spirit. And so we do have that free will that's within us too, and I don't know how to get rid of it for anybody, so it's not something we could pray away. But I do know this, that if you will put on each and every day, just like you put on the right type of clothing when you're going to an appropriate place, you think about what you're going to present to the world, what you're going to present on that job, what you're going to present when you're here at church, wherever or your work or whatever the case might be. You put on a new nature, the nature of Christ, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. We want to be that, right? So how do we do that? Well, in Colossians chapter 3, I'm going to tell you how. It says, since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about, back to thoughts, your real life, the things of heaven, not the things of earth. If you think about the things that are going on this earth right now, around this world, I don't know about you, but it can drag you down, can it? We're in the world, but we are not of the world as Christians. So we have to think about things, godly things, heavenly things, how God would do things. You died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world someday, you will share in all his glory. So there's a reward at the end of this, that being heavenly bound and heavily focused and putting our sights on godly things and acting on that and thinking about those kind of things, when Christ comes back, he's going to gather us all up, and we're going to share in those rewards. I don't know about you, but I like rewards at the end of any kind of thing, especially when it's an endurance race, right? When it's something hard and difficult. I'm not trying to tell you this is going to be easy, but it's possible. It's possible when you start your day in prayer, when you start your day in a devotion of some kind, when you start your day reading some scriptures, whether it's arbitrary, whether it's a daily kind of go through the 30 days or 365 days of scriptures, whatever it might be. There's plenty of things out there of devotions about how to be more like Christ. But the greatest we all have is right here in the Word of God. And Jesus promised that he would give the Holy Spirit so that we would understand the things that he once said. So we have to focus on his words especially. So I'm going to jump over to verse 10 of Colossians 3. Put on your new nature. Paul is a little on the repetitive side. He spoke it to the Ephesians, and now he's speaking it to the people in Colossae. Both churches needed to have the nature of Christ put upon them. And what I tried to look up, like, well, how do you say put on? I know it's got to do with, you know, putting on clothes and things like that. But it actually says to be renewed, to know and become like God. So you take this activity where every single day your focus and your very first focus, your only focus, for the beginning of that day and throughout that day is to focus in on God. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. You can't become like somebody if you don't know them, can you? Now, some of you know that I'm a Yankee, and I've got a Yankee accent, right? Park the car in the Harvard Yard. Give me a quarter, I'm going to Tampa. Now, see, if you wanted to be like me, you'd have to know me, right? So you could copy that, couldn't you? Not that I want you to, because it sounds really odd that I say it now. It's where I'm from. It's not who I am now, right? You have to be able to understand me when I talk, right? God changed that. But what I'm saying is all of us are here to mirror Christ. We're supposed to be, He's our role model, and we have to get to know Him intimately. It comes in the Word, but it comes more in the relationship personally that each and every one of you have with Jesus Christ Himself. That's something that you can have in the quiet, in the aloneness, by the water, by the sea, at a sunset, out in your backyard, here at church, wherever you go, any moment of any given day, when you take your mind off this world and all of the things, because we spend a lot of time, if we're honest, on looking at who's doing what on Facebook. We look at what the news is happening around us. We sometimes, you know, want to know all the things that are going on and what are you going to comment on and so forth. Those are the things of the what? Those are the things that don't matter. Those are the things that are temporary. Now, yes, you can look and you can pray for people about what it is they're going through. I understand that concept. But what we focus on expands. Whatever we visualize becomes a part of us. So that's why it's real important as this new year comes upon us, I give us a challenge for all of us to spend more time with God. If you want your problems to go away, spend more time with God. If you want to get through stress and strain of all the things that happen and all the drama that's all around us, spend more time with God. Get to know Him. He knows you and me and all of us intimately. And God wants you to know more and more about Him. And when you read the scriptures, particularly all of Jesus' words for you, all of you that have Jesus' words in red, you can get to see the nature of who Christ is. So in these scriptures here, it says, be renewed as you learn to know your Creator. What's renewal? To make new. Not recent. Make new right now. Different. To be changed into a new way of life. And I actually looked up way of life, and you know what one of the words that came up in the Greek was? You're not going to get this. It's going to be a big surprise. Diet. Huh? What? But think about this. A nutritional diet, a healthy diet, a Jesus diet, right? If you feasted on Jesus and His word, the bread of life, right? That's going to be a new way of life for you. That's where it was found in this new life here in Colossians, as I read it in the Greek. Interesting, isn't it? So we no longer have to be afraid of diets anymore, do we? When we feast on Christ, when we make God our first priority. Renew. To come into the place of what was formerly there in the past, but is not yet to come. So we're embarking upon a new year. The former things have gone, right? 2022. My wife today told me she was going to give the sermon tonight. It would be a lot faster and a lot easier. So I'm going to paraphrase what she said to me. Everybody, take the past and put it behind you. Get rid of it. And to have a new word for next year, positivity. Amen, she said. A woman, a few words, but quite profound. Renew. Acquire new strength daily. Isn't that interesting how that renew has so many definitions in the spiritual realm? We can be renewed every single day. It doesn't just have to happen on the end of the year, right? Some of us, as we go into next year, we're going to start some things that we want to change. We're going to do some things differently, right? Because we're going to be renewing our vow to God that we're going to follow him, read his words, put God first, all those kinds of things, right? We're going to put off our old nature and take on God's nature and constantly put our focus and mind on heavenly things, not things of the world, correct? We're all doing that next year. And some of us might get to February because that's when most resolutions end for most people. But it only takes 66 days. There used to be a study that said 21 days. That was from 1960 with psychocybernetics, Maxwell Maltz. When a person had plastic surgery, it would take 21 days for them to get used to the new self. Because when they looked in the mirror, they saw the old self. So that's where some change can happen. But when you make a decision to change something in your life as a habit, because we want new habits, don't we? Habits are something you don't even have to consciously think about. Most of us get up in the morning and we go right to the coffee machine and we know exactly unconsciously how to make coffee, don't we? And eventually we wake up halfway through it and that's when we realize we're drinking coffee. That's an unconscious behavior. That's a habit. What if we had that same kind of unconsciousness that we went, as we sat with that coffee, we opened up our Bible, we opened up our devotion, we started in prayer, we opened up a journal and spent time with God. If you do that for 66 days, it becomes unconscious. Everybody here knows how to tie their shoes? The children are raising their hands. But here's the thing about that. You didn't know how to do it the very first time you ever did you? Of course not. Somebody had to what? Teach you, show you. Make the little bunny ears. Take it through here and bloop it and pull it tight, correct? And you had to do it how many times? Till you got it right. That's what our Christian walk is as well. But you have to put forth the effort. You have to do it over and over and over again. Repetition. That's how we learn. So lastly, I'm going to tell you also how we can do this. Going back to Colossians 2. Now, just as you've accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, continue to follow him. Verse 7, scripture of the year for me. Could be for you too if you like it. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong and you will overflow with thankfulness. Want to have a thankful heart? Get rooted and grounded in Christ. Build your life upon him. And back to Psalm 96, as it was read earlier tonight. It says in there to proclaim the deeds that God has done for you daily. So one of my suggestions for all of you as you go into this next year, get yourself a gratitude journal, gratitude pieces of paper if necessary, and every single day write down something God has done for you or some other person has done for you. That'll give you that thankful heart as well. So we're about to end last year. Are all of you ready right now to let everything go behind you? To get rid of it? Are you looking forward to the blessings that God has for you? And the word of the year is positivity. Amen.